Welcome to Work Play on a Thursday afternoon. Thank you for coming out to Hawaii's only Pauhana talk show. Sleep time's over. Tonight's guest, a representative of Angel's Envy Whiskey, the lovable owner of Pint and Jigger, Dave Thor Newman. My name is DJ Jimmy Taco. This is DJ Technique. We are the Urban Market. At this time, please give it up for your host, Mr. Aaron Sakai.
And there we go. It was on until just that split second. Welcome, Sleep Time's Over. Here we are again, Hawaii's talk show, talking about all of the current events and what's been going on. And, of course, the weekly thing we have to always go into. Shout out DJ Jimmy Taco, DJ Technique as well. The Urban Market. Are we going to continue to keep that going, the Urban Market? Because there's no other market anymore.
Because we don't have the
Papa people.
Corner.
Yeah, I'm only left. We need to rejuvenate this section. We need to figure out who we can put in here. What kind of race or stereotypical thing that'll get us canceled that we can put in there that'll just shut everything down.
We're trying not to get canceled at all. We're barely even on at 5:30.
We've been canceled months ago. Yes, right. We haven't been on the air in months, but we still push through. And welcome to Sleep Time's Over. This is going to be a fun one because Dave Newman, Pint and Jigger, it is a bar that is, it's the OG gastropub, I guess we can say. If you guys remember gastropub. Do people even use that gastropub line anymore? It was a bar. It was a really good bar. Great place to watch sports, Taco. And it's a place because all the people that go there, 90% hipsters. They're not watching sports. So you're not going to get people annoying you. You're not going to get people wearing jerseys in there unless it's 7 in the morning on Sunday. Great place for that. Hopefully we get to get the inside details for the new Pint and Jigger. Harry's Hardware was a speakeasy place. Have you guys been to either or?
Yes.
Both? You guys have?
Both.
Yeah.
Quite a few times.
Right. Technique, are you a speakeasy guy?
Yeah.
You speakeasy already. You're always a comic. You're like, yeah, there's
what can
a
I see?
Drum roll for that. Though.
Yeah, I was late.
No, sorry. Once again, we're not on the air, so it doesn't matter.
You can edit that shit in, like, correct, cut and paste.
It's all about it. This is a cut and paste kind of show. So speaking of alcohol, drinking, you know, we're at this bar. There's something that happened in Waipio. I don't know if you guys caught this. This was, like, yesterday, I think it was. So in Waipio, next to H1, there apparently is a stream filled with alcohol right now. A dumping of alcohol was in there, and I'm not going to name who it was that did it, because we don't want to out people on this, because we've already been canceled. The whole stream dumped with alcohol. They didn't really go into specifically what kind of alcohol, but various types of alcohol. So are we going to find our next outdoor illegal gathering party? Waipio stream, Long Island's for days, everybody. Just pick them up. It's like Willy Wonka. Instead of the chocolate river, you get the
Long Island
Long
River.
Long Island. We just dump and pick up. Angel's Envy in there, Dave. Maybe we can put that in there as well. So how does that even become a thing? Like, where in Waipio would be the stream? I'm in town, so I don't know what goes on. You're
I have no idea.
Well, you sighed when I said this story. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
waste alcohol, bro.
Well, there you go. That's right. Trouble. So on top of that, then we got Aaron Rodgers in the news, right? We got to talk about news, right? We got to talk about this. You know, for the people that watch the thing called football, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron's becoming a Karen. What's going on with him? What's his problem? He's getting consultation from Joe Rogan. Are we the one that we need to get Joe Rogan to get us information on medical advice? I mean, are we, you know, the Packers fans out there, I know there's a few. Are we standing behind Aaron? Of course you guys are, that's right.
Cancel his ass too.
State Farm ain't doing shit. They didn't do anything to him. They just let it go.
Yeah.
They just let it go. Aaron Rodgers is going to be fine. Him and Joe Rogan are going to come out smiling. They're going to go and take their horse medicine, is what that is. And so I always have to refer to you guys. I guess we'll still go at the Urban Market. You guys DJ around the town. You guys do weddings, what have yous. Funerals are coming soon. What has happened the past weekend in the party scene for Oahu or Neighbor Island? You guys doing anything?
4 o'clock venues, yeah. 2 o'clock venues.
That's right. Dancing. Shout out to 4 a.m.
Dancing is now approved.
Dancing is approved? Really?
Yeah.
Well, get ready, everyone, tonight. Shout out Throwback Thursdays is immediately following. Sleep time's over. You guys can
dance
stand around, twerk
open.
All you want, bend over, jump on the table.
But you must wear your mask.
With that said, yes. It's always that. I
didn't
mask
realize. Up.
Mask out, buns out. What is it? Pants off, dance off.
There you go.
All right. Speaking of pants off, this Sunday, this is a bad segue. This Sunday is the second annual. We do a fundraiser every year for Thanksgiving. We did this last year. It is the Teletron. It is the hip way of saying it's a telethon, old people. It's where we're going to be on IG Live 4 hours straight. Sleep Time's Over show is the Instagram that's going to be on, and we're going to be raising money for families to feed families this Thanksgiving. People still got to eat. We did this last year. We raised over $8,000 for 100 families to get a full turkey meal. We're doing it again. Straight through 4 hours, I'm going to be on with the same look, but no pants. So if you want to see that, if you want to be scared, tune in 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Taco will be there DJing, right? He's going to be doing his DJ battle set, if you guys are hip to that. Probably not. Technique is going to be doing his DJ battle set, which means every 15 minutes, a guest is going to be joining me on the IG Live. It was a thing. Remember when we were locked down? That's all we were watching. People staring into the screen, doing the IG Live, waiting for people to join, and they're not saying anything, and they're just standing like this, waiting. And you're just waiting for people to join in, and then they don't talk, and then you turn it off. So don't turn it off, and hopefully donate to the cause. The link is up, Sleep Time's Over show. You guys will be on there for a half an hour block, so that means I can go take a piss. So that's going to be a thing. DJ Drama will be there. Guy Hagi will be there. Malika Dudley will be there. Host of others, Flash. All previous guests will be on this show joining me for 4 hours. 4 hours of IG Live. So Sunday night, November 14th. That's this Sunday. So, yeah, hopefully we'll raise some money for that. And let's go right into it because I want to find out what's the scoops with this new Pint and Jigger. Hopefully it's not 3 weeks. That's an inside joke to anybody in the bar industry. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully it's next week. I don't know. But at this point, let's bring them on in. Dave Thor Newman, where are you at? I didn't expect that song. All right. We had no idea what theme to give you. Have a seat, sir. So, I always, whenever we do this live show, I haven't seen you in a while, but I actually have seen you recently. So this isn't, I wasn't going to be like, wow, I haven't seen you in so long. I saw you like a month ago or so. So great to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
And let's go with March 2020. For the people that don't know, you closed Pint and Jigger because of the cops, right? Basically, it was the cops, the pigs.
I appreciate all of our law enforcement that might be in the room. Yes, the police credit union took over the location, the old location of Pint and Jigger, so we lost a few gems over there.
Yes, yes. Very
nicely put. The best udon on the island.
Very nicely put. And it was around the time where we got the first shutdown. It was just a very strange, convenient, inconvenient thing. So what was going through your mind as this was all going down? You had these two big major events going on. You're closing Pint. You don't know what's going to happen with that. You have this lockdown. You had to close it up. You had to gut the place out. What was going on, thoughts?
So definitely in the beginning, we were a little disappointed, upset that Pint was going to be forced to close from the police credit union purchasing the lot and kicking us out. And then in hindsight, they did us a huge favor. So we closed about 3 weeks early.
Yeah.
The landlord was not kind. We had to remove everything from the property, including like the air conditioner off the top of the roof.
Really?
Because we had purchased it years before. Anyway, we got everything, put it in storage, thought that storage was going to be a couple months like everybody else, thinking that COVID was going to be over and done with. And
yeah.
2 years later, we're going to reopen.
Right. It's just insane because for anybody that's been to Harry's Hardware and Pint as well, it's the hand craftsmanship of Harry's, where the bar top, the ceiling, just the character that both places bring. Totally had to. Harry's would just open not too long ago before this closing, right?
Yeah, we had a run of 2 years. But we wanted that space to look like you walked into 1930s New Orleans, Chicago. So yeah. The attention to detail was pretty crazy.
Yeah. With all that was going on and how local businesses were handling this and
shut down, we reopened, shut down. Was there a moment where you just didn't want to open Pine at all and just be like, let's just get out of it entirely?
No, but when the restriction hit and they ran that 10 p.m. all drinks got to be pulled,
yeah.
Pine Jigger would not have made sense. We would have gone out of business anyway. We were such an industry-driven bar, had a ton of late-night business. It wouldn't have worked.
Everybody was pivoting throughout this whole March to basically now. What were you doing to stay sane? What were you doing to just keep productive?
I've been so blessed. I've been doing a ton of consulting. I work for Angels Envy now.
Shout out, right?
Yeah, it's been great. So I've been very fortunate and staying super busy.
Go figure, right, with all of this going on. Talk about Angels Envy. So how did you even get into this? Was this around the time when Pine closed, or was this before?
This is before. Angels Envy was in Hawaii briefly in 2014. I tried it, really liked the product. So when they pulled out of the market in 2015, they just didn't have enough whiskey for a smaller market. So Hawaii is a tiny market, so no more whiskey for Hawaii. So every time I'd go to California or Portland, San Francisco, I'd bring back a bottle or two. They came back in 2019, took all the bartenders out on a field trip and asked me, they're like, you know all the bartenders in town because you used to run the United States Bartenders Guild.
They all know you.
Who would you recommend to do it? And I was like, well, what does the job entail? Because I'm pretty good at buying people drinks.
Indeed you are. Indeed so, you are. We all know Dave. It's been a thing. The IG is still up. I don't even remember what it is. Sorry, I created it and I forgot.
Craft
Cocktails 808 or something lame, some shit like that.
It's you and Ben. You and Ben Flores.
It was.
You did this to me.
It was a collective. I think there were some other suckers in this as well. It's still up.
There's not a single flattering picture up there.
Well, but it doesn't matter because everyone loves you so much. It's really, you can do no wrong. I can't see you being canceled ever.
All right, so you threw a little shade. You remember that telethon that D-Nice did? How long was that? Was that 24 hours straight he stayed up?
D-Nice, he's DJing. Yep. He's DJing, for God's sakes. But I can't be. We can't be doing that because shout out copyright laws.
But we only get 4 hours? What the hell?
I'm getting old, all right? Let me tell you, there's only so much I can do. I pee more frequently now. So I can't be sitting there. You know, I have a different lanai this time. You know, shout out, sold my place. So I have to go and figure this out. So it's just a different environment now. So
no, I'm so stoked you do that. It's such a good cause, and you've done a bunch of that stuff. Well, thank you. Super cool.
We got to still help people out. I know it was, I guess, trendy, the support local, be vocal, support local, and all of this. And it's kind of unfortunate not seeing it as strong. Or seeing that, because everybody's kind of like moved on to their own thing now, it seems like. Everybody's more traveling now. Everybody's all more doing their own shit now. So I just hope that we can just come together still.
Well, I think the support local thing got a little twisted in Hawaii. I don't think it was meant to be the local McDonald's.
Right. Keep that in mind. Local corporate, no can. Yes. It was just a thing that was majorly put everywhere on social media, right? Social media was our news all the way then until now. So that's what we always would see. And hopefully that, speaking of supporting local and small businesses, you're considered one. Let's go right into this because I'm just very curious.
3 weeks.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is what this man would say for the people that don't know this man, which everybody knows him already. But he always would say that when we asked him when Harry's would open, he would say 3 weeks. He would say it very quickly. He's a man of few words, but he'll say 3 weeks really quickly. And that's what you always would do. So are we going to have a date? Do we have a specific date for the new Pine and Jigger?
We haven't set a date yet. I have a new business partner.
A
little change in the structure. So Grant Yamato, he's a general contractor, has a really good design company.
Okay.
So he's a new partner. So he's been in there working on the spot. As far as the construction goes, we can definitely open by like the second week of December.
Oh, wow.
We are waiting a little bit on some permits, so...
Got it. Shout out to Hideo Simon. Is he still part of this?
Hideo is a third owner. He also owns Square Barrels downtown and Hey Ho House.
He's a businessman. And he was the man that constructed most of the Harry's interior. If you guys have been in there, he was the one building out the bar top. He's always drilling. He always wants a Diet Pepsi. If he's caught him in the morning, he's always there. Everything's opening up. He's sweating. He wants diet soda all the time. And he's good that he's is he reconstructing the new Harry's in Alamoana?
He is. He's helping Grant. We're in there every day working on it. So
wow. So let's go with the layout here. What's going
to
happen?
So we're trying to make it as similar a feel to the old Pint Jigger and Harry's as possible. We want people that really enjoy the old space to enjoy the new one just as much.
Yeah.
So we were super fortunate. We found like the exact same wallpaper that Harry's had. So you'll walk in and see that. We still
it's that gold paper, right?
We stored the chandelier.
Wow. What about the poker table?
The poker table, we are trying to find the right place for. Okay. Harry is going to be a little bit smaller.
Okay.
And Pint will be bigger.
Two-level.
Yeah. And then the weird thing was is when we were in Harry's, every single night we'd have multiple people be like, oh, I came from the bar downstairs. And I'm like, how many drinks did you have downstairs? Because there's no stairs in the bar.
Gosh, that did happen. And there will now literally be a upstairs, downstairs. So party fouling galore, possibly. Get the liability ready.
Absolutely.
Right. And just for the record, everyone, because we said Alamoana Hotel, it's not the old Rumors, okay? So it's not Rumors. I know it's what you're thinking. It's not going to slant down. That would be fun if you made Pint in the Rumors spot.
So we looked at the Rumors space.
Really?
But they had already sold the cages.
That's all you needed? Who's buying these things?
I know where they are. We can get them back.
But thanks.
Why would you
buy
that?
I got a friend with a truck.
Why would you buy that space without those cages?
What are you gonna do in that spot? Like, what is that? This is slant down. Go figure.
It's like banquet rooms now.
Really?
And a hair salon.
Nice.
But the flooring, did they fix the flooring? Because it's we all know it as this thing that goes
down. The sunken
dance
floor.
Sunken.
Did you say the stain that goes down?
There's a lot of stains in there. As you pass through the stains, then you go down. It's a sunken dance floor with cages.
Isn't there like three levels?
So this place is way before my time.
We're just going to talk about Rumors. So
we're getting way off track here.
Screw Pint right now. We're just going to talk about Rumors history. Because everybody's been there that was under 50. So what? Getting back to Pint, because I know that's what everybody wants to know. So what are the hours? Let's just even go with like some specifics. Do you even have that figured out? Like the days?
So we'll be open 7 days a week, opening at 4:30 p.m.
Just like before.
Just like before.
Oh, nice. Yes. Shout out to me going there at 4:30 because I'm old. So, will there be TVs there?
There will.
All right. What of the things of the old original spot that you wanted to very much make sure that was in the new spot? What were the?
I thought for me, because we were as known for our food as we were for our drinks, that the food is as it used to be.
Yeah.
So is the fortune cookie coming back to Pint and Jigger?
It'll be in Harry's.
I mean, Harry's, sorry.
Yeah, it's at Harry's. Yeah.
I love that.
Is that coming back?
Well, you didn't work there.
Huh? Yeah, sorry. I didn't work there. But I did enjoy.
Pain in the ass, yes.
It seemed like a really good idea at the time.
Okay, so you mentioned that. Give us some horror stories of this. And give us, for the people that don't know the fortune cookie situation.
So Harry's is a speakeasy, like I said, 1930s environment. We put an obnoxious old new Folgers plastic container on the back bar full of house-made fortune cookies that were stuffed with little fortunes that would actually dictate what you would drink. So you would open the fortune cookie, and the fortune inside would give the bartender a hint as to what to make you, which seemed like a fun idea that we'd sell a few a night. Most of the drinks we made came out of the fortune cookie container. Nobody cares what they drink. It's insane.
Actually, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it because, like, you broke down a story of the drink, where the drink came from, while you were making it.
Were you comprehended the story? Were you like already drunk?
Yeah, fool. I wasn't that drunk.
All right,
I
mean, check it.
If I can remember a fortune cookie, I wasn't that messed up.
All right. Well, then you didn't really live the Harry's experience because many people die in Harry's.
I think this was at your party there, your birthday.
And then, that's correct. Yes. Wow, shout out. That was like so 2019. Yes. Shout out Yakidoshis. Shout out Asian people, if you guys know that. But it's the thing that you would go in there and you just have people that just are just like amateurs, I guess. And then they see that you open the fortune cookie and it says, does it say like the hard liquor or the liquor base, like gin or whiskey?
So it might say something like Confucius predicts dripping wet red wax in your future. And the top of the Maybergers mark is the dripping red wax.
Right.
So the bartender would then create you basically whatever they wanted with Maker's Mark.
That's kind of complex, though. Like, for someone like that's all bus, he's going to be like, what does this mean? And they're going to do that kind
of
shit.
There were a lot of those conversations.
Right. Bus, I don't know if you want to bring that back.
I'll say this. I'll say it's a testament to the staff that people gravitated to it so much, because if you're drinking a mezcal cocktail, then a whiskey cocktail, then a gin cocktail, and you had a good experience and you come back and you keep doing that, that's pretty cool.
You don't want to do that all in one night, though.
They would, though.
Then that's hashtag fucked. But then that's that stream in Waipio. That's, you're going to have all the liquor in there.
That's
what you're doing.
What's in the stream.
That's, once again, everyone dies at Harry's. So the interior, you're keeping the same for Harry's and Pint. Pint always had a great interior as well. Let's talk about that, because it's when you enter there, you don't feel like you're in Hawaii at all. You feel like you're in San Francisco.
Okay, so now you're my PR agent, because when we met as partners, we wanted people to feel like they left Hawaii for 3 hours.
Shouldn't that be the element, right? I mean, that's a great thing to have. You know, there's only so many places we can go to Mai Tais for. I mean, there's only so much calamari we can eat, but I'm just saying that's a great thing. And it's a shuffleboard. You keeping that in there?
There will be the shuffleboard.
Nice. There you go. And then, so the burger's coming back.
The burger's coming back. Scotch egg, double cut bacon, fish
and
chips.
I'm just going to rapid fire and just like go down the line like what you got left. Okay, what about
The whiskey mushrooms.
Right? Whiskey mushrooms?
The BLT, fried green tomato BLT.
That's bomb.
Salventi.
That's got to be on the Talventi, right? That's got to be there. What about Smoking Gun?
Definitely.
What about The Business? The greatest drink ever created.
The Damian Lillard?
The Business, the greatest drink ever created. And then shout out to you, because, so I watched this thing called basketball, everyone. And then I watched this thing, and plus, you know, there's nobody that watches sports like back then in Pint. So you go in there, I would just sit there, mild-mannered, and I was a Houston Rockets fan. This guy, after they lost to Portland in the playoffs, this is like some guy nerd shit, he photocopies some kind of a thing, being like, F you, but the next drink's on me, and then a picture of the moment, and yeah.
Yeah, Damian Lillard hitting the last second shot to knock you guys out of the playoffs.
That was so 2012. Can we just not do that? I was 30 then.
I don't feel like you needed to crumble it up.
Well, it's a place where you only die and emotions die as well. So always a fun spot. Everybody that's come through that's worked there. The chalkboard will be there.
Chalkboard will be there.
Okay, so what else are we forgetting? What else are we forgetting?
The same bar top in Harry's, the same wallpaper, the same chandelier.
Milk and cookies at the end.
Yes.
That's it.
So they got a lot of people probably never experienced this. So there's this amazing bar in New York. It's called Employees Only.
Yes.
And if you make it to last call at Employees Only, it's actually 4 o'clock in the morning. Everybody in the bar gets this really comforting cup of chicken noodle soup. And if you've been there till 4, it's one of the most comforting things ever. As sort of a tribute to how much I enjoyed that, we wanted to do our own version of that. So instead of turning on the ugly lights at 2 a.m., we would serve everybody a fresh, straight out of the oven chocolate chip cookie and a shot of milk complimentary. Instead of saying you gotta go, you get a cookie.
Right. So don't get too bus, because this is gonna happen now at 1:30, because it's back open at 2.
Yeah.
So just don't die just yet. At least eat the milk and cookie. Do that. I feel like that, because you're really keeping it exactly to what it was then. There's nothing. Is there anything new that was not there before that you're bringing in?
For Pint? High ceilings?
Really?
Yeah.
So square footage. See, we're getting really intricate into this, because we're fanboys of this shit. How square footage-wise is the layout? You want to make it where you had the two double doors, you walk in?
Totally different.
Okay.
Pint square footage would be about 800 to 1,000 more than it used to be.
Really?
On Harry's, I can only really go by bars, like total seats. It's going to upset people, but it's going from 42 to 28.
Oh, reservations online, everyone. Yeah, open table, shit. Okay, God, there's going to be stories there. I kind of get in. Okay, but it's going to be great that they're going to have this all laid out. When you go into Alamon Hotel, the main entrance, are we just walking straight to the back here?
So you got that Starbucks on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
We're down the hallway from that.
Nice. Okay.
So plenty of parking.
Yeah.
Good to go.
And open till 2. 4:30 to 2. Wow. That's it. We're going, everyone. You guys ready for this? We're getting fortune cookies. Fall down. Mm-hmm. Fall down the stairs.
Break my other ankle. Yeah.
Ready. Let's go. Your other ankle. Might as well already. Just insurance them. And then, so talk about Angel's Envy. Will that be represented as well through Pint? Are you going to have any kind of special things connecting Angel's Envy?
So I have some cocktails that are being barrel-aged right now with Angel's Envy in it. We're doing a barrel-aged Manhattan. By the time we get open, it'll have 4.5 months on it in new charred oak container.
Wow.
Angel's Envy plays really, really well with oxidized wines like vermouth because it's actually finished for 3 to 6 months in port wine cask already.
Yeah.
So it's meant for that kind of cocktail.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because it's a hotel, though, I got to ask you, will you be open for lunch? You tried that a while ago. Because it's a hotel, were they asking you to do this or thoughts?
So this is going pretty deep, but the original lease we signed, we were supposed to do brunch, lunch, and dinner every day. Because they wanted to get rid of that restaurant that's up front. I think it's called like the 410 or whatever, 410 Cafe. They're unable to get rid of that because of the union. So they came back and they're like, if you could not open for brunch for at least the first year, as far as Monday through Friday. But next football season, we'll start our brunch for sure.
Oh, nice. There we go. 7 a.m., everyone. Talvenny's. That's right. We're drinking early. And then that was the thing. If you're gonna watch football... And you go at 7 a.m., your game's done by like 10, and then you open the doors, and then the sun hits you. And then you're like, I need a job. I need to figure out my life. It's a really, if you want to recreate that moment, next season. So it was just a thing. So I was wondering if he was going to do the football again. So that's...
Definitely.
That's great. All right. I mean, anything else you want to add that we didn't cover here as far as the new pint? Because I know that's it's on everybody's mind here. Anything that we're not going to be expecting, but you're going to... throw in their new.
I think when people walk through the door, they're going to be shocked at the high ceilings are nuts, and I'll give away a little bit, but the back bar, we took advantage of the high ceiling. So there'll be a library ladder and all the whiskey you could dream of.
There you go, everyone. That's it. Will there be safety meetings at this thing? Shout out
to I don't know what those are. Never heard of this.
Inside joke. That's an Easter egg for this episode. So I just wanted to say, but Dave, man, I tell you, well, let's talk about tonight, because for the crowd tonight, let's go and discuss what you got going on here.
So I started working for Angel's Envy. I represent them in Hawaii. It was a whiskey, like I said, that I was bringing back from the mainland, so I really liked it. I basically mooched my way into the job. It's been an amazing company to work for. They treated me very well through COVID, supported the protest movements, sent me a gift card, said go splendid this at any black-owned business. It can be anything. It could be a florist. It can be a bar. It could be a restaurant. So I thought that was really cool. They actually caring about our local community. They make a couple of amazing whiskeys. The bourbon that we're having tonight is finished in port wine cask, 3 to 6 months, 6-year Kentucky straight bourbon. It does sit at 86.6 proof, so it's definitely got a little heat behind it. So
get ready, everyone.
Lends itself to making cocktails really well, especially ones with fortified wine.
And then you got the old fashioned, you have the highball.
Old fashioned, highball, and then Neater rocks pour tonight. So a highball is just whiskey and soda water, lemon twist. The guys at work play here, Darcy's killing it. He's made a killer old fashioned.
It's very nice, yes.
He's making two different kinds of bitters. I saw him use. He's using Angostura and Angostura Orange, and it's killing it. Got beautiful clear eyes. They're doing a good job here.
Nice stuff. You guys are into shots over there, but you guys got the highballs. You guys, what's your thoughts on?
Yes, sir.
They're done already.
Ready
you
for
see,
another
that's
one.
It. It's DJs. They like to shoot every drink they have. Okay, so Dave, thank you, man. It's we're gonna be hanging out, I guess, drinking the rest of the night, I guess, until we cry. But thank you very much.
No music trivia.
You want to do music trivia? I was kind of wondering if we were going to do music trivia. You got stuff ready to go?
I got stuff lined up.
Okay, fuck it. Dave,
you
ready?
Actually, for once.
I'm not ready. I didn't know this was going
to
happen.
No one ever really is. So we're going to do music trivia to end out. It'll be a nice little pleasant game we play where we're going to have a song. You guess the artist. That's it. It's all for respect.
So I don't have to pick like which movie it came out of?
No.
No. Sky's not here. So cool. we're going to do a straight. You just pick the song, Taco, and then you name the artist. That's it. DJ Jimmy Taco.
Remember, I'm old.
We all are.
Did I hear this?
And apparently, so is this song.
Shake, shake, shake.
Beetlejuice is the movie.
Good one.
That counts.
I love you, Scott.
Right. Winona Ryder, we can say that.
Yeah. Great scene, by the way.
I don't even... Right? Let's just talk Beetlejuice. What's the name of the artist in this one?
I just deleted it, sorry.
Oh, you deleted the song?
Not deleted, but I took it out of my...
Holy shit.
It's Harry Belafonte.
Oh, that's Harry Belafonte. Wow. All right.
I'm not that old.
Dave, you're a Harry Belafonte fan.
Somewhere in between that and what you think.
Song number two. It was December 24th on Hollis Ave at the
dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the bar. Run DMC.
See,
that
easy.
Is correct. See, that was good. That was a good redemption one. That was good. All right. Song number three.
Hair band.
See, that's a long of an intro.
Did you get it? No?
We got an intro here. Is this the DJ edit? What is it?
Wait, this is actually the song.
It's a 16 bar? What is it?
Right. It's one of the best guitar players of all time.
Who? In the crowd, who is it?
Crowd.
Van Halen.
All right, sorry. All right. Well, Dave is into punk, so maybe we could play like a shout out, Black Flag. Anybody know? Old. Descendants?
Old hip hop is fine.
Well, you know, define old. But DJ Jimmy Taco, do we have another song for this gentleman? Show this week, Chris Stiles. What is this? What are we doing here? Who's this? Auntie Brandy's back on.
One of the most famous reggae singers.
Dave,
ever.
If you know this one,
Marley.
That's basically okay. You're correct. Yeah, you got it.
I don't know the name of that song though. What's the name of that song?
What's the name of the song, Taco?
Guava Jelly.
There you go. Let's do one last one. Because this is going so well.
My prerogative. No.
No, that was a great guess, though.
Janet Jackson.
Correct, that is correct. Yes, Janet Jackson. Who would have thought that we'd end the segment with Dave Newman saying Janet Jackson? So that is it. Thank you, Dave. I tell you, any final things you want to let us know about before...
Anybody wants to come say hi, shake hands, I'd love to buy you an Angel's Envy cocktail that's right on that menu.
Get to know Dave.
Other than that, appreciate you guys having me, and looking forward to seeing you break records on the telethon.
We're gonna try, and we're gonna definitely show up December, sir. Thank you very much, Dave Thor Newman. That's it, everyone.
Thank you, DJ.
Enjoy Veterans Day. Good night, everyone. Sleep time's over.
Honolulu City, sleep time's over. Wake up,
wake up.
My people all around the globe, on your phone, on your screens at home. What you need to know. The man's back on the scene. From the street to gold, from Honolulu, a great city with a seed to sow. Let's go, where everybody's unbelievable. Yo, from the sand to the freezing cold, it's a sleep time is over show.